With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 29-year-old Chatham woman is facing a handful of charges after an alleged assault that took place almost a month ago. Police say they arrested her over the weekend in connection with an incident on February 13th when she allegedly assaulted another woman and used mace on her. No serious injuries were reported there, but the woman who was arrested is now facing several offenses, including assault and assault with a weapon. Police also arrested a 47-year-old man over the weekend who allegedly hit someone with a wrench. Officers say that was at a Chatham residence on Saturday. No serious injuries were reported there, and the man who was arrested was later released with a future court date. Ontario Premier Doug Ford will be making a stop in the southwestern part of the province today. He's set to make a transportation-related announcement in the Essex area later this morning. And Oppenheimer won big at last night's Oscars. The film won 7 Academy Awards, including pretty much all of the big ones. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, and Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. Emma Stone won Best Actress for her performance in Poor Things. A marathon game for the Maroons last night. They scored 2 goals in the 3rd period to force overtime against LaSalle. Then Chatham ended up winning it in triple overtime, 5-4. The series is now tied at a game apiece. Game 3 is set for Wednesday night in LaSalle. In the NHL, the Edmonton Oilers shut out Pittsburgh 4-0, while Calgary lost its 2nd straight game, falling to Carolina 7-2. In baseball spring training, the Blue Jays split squad tied the Orioles 6-6 and lost 11-6 to Baltimore. The Tigers got by the Mets 3-2. And in the NFL, it looks like Russell Wilson has found a landing spot. He sent out a tweet late last night indicating he'll be signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. ESPN is reporting it'll be a 1-year deal with the team. Sunny today and windy with a high of 10 Celsius. A few clouds tonight, low plus 3. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 16. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.